This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brandt.
Bon appetit.
Where's the lunch?
Creamy, salty, sweet, and oaky nuttiness.
15-minute bake-off, Queens.
And then we add the whiskey. Boom! Flames.
Bam! That's a little bad like that.
Pie.
They say the way to anyone's heart is through their stomach. And with Valentine's Day right around the corner, well, you know what you got to do if you want to win a few hearts. You got to splurge on something delicious to eat. Evan Kleinman is host of KCRW's Good Food. She's got a great idea, and that idea is chocolate souffle. Chocolate souffle? Wow. Okay. I was thinking just a box of chocolates, but you've outdone me.
We've done a box of chocolates in the past, so I had to go farther afield.
You had to get creative. Okay, yeah. So what do you like about a chocolate souffle?
The luxuriousness of the texture combined with the waiting time, I think, gives you this wonderful kind of flirtatious, special food moment.
Ooh. A flirtatious special food moment. I love it. I know souffle does feel that way. It feels special. It feels, alas, transitory.
Yes, which I think is one of the greatest things about it, that, you know, the word souffle in French means breath.
Breath.
A breath is here, then it's gone, totally mm-hmm. evanescent. And a souffle, the minute you take it out of the oven, you have to put your spoon in because it will start to deflate. Which, you know, lends
just
also
like love.
Just like love. But it still is delicious.
It is always delicious, even the next day. Okay, so it's not lava cake, which is another delicious chocolate dessert to be eaten on Valentine's Day. It's kind of the opposite.
Lava cake is much denser, and it has an absolutely liquid center. The thing I really love about souffle is there's such a variety of textures in it, from the crispness of the top, the cakiness of the edges. And as you move towards the center, it becomes more moussey and foamy. And then depending upon how much you cook it and what your preferences are, it can be, you know, very soft, nearly liquid in the middle.
It sounds a little daunting to cook, I'll be honest.
It's actually a pretty easy thing to make. I mean, the worst thing that happens is that it'll just puff up a half an inch instead of 4 inches. It's still going to be really good.
Okay, so what are some of your tips and tricks that you've learned?
Have all of your ingredients at the temperature that the author of that recipe tells you to. Some people do it where they want your eggs to be absolutely at room temperature. Some people don't. You can actually make the base like a day in advance.
Oh.
And then take it out of the refrigerator and then just do your egg whites and fold your egg whites in. But one of the things I've done is I've linked to pastry chef and noted blogger David Leibovitz's article on his souffle tips. Like, one of the things he does is he beats his egg whites at a lower speed. He says it gives you smaller bubbles, which will allow you to have greater loft and more stable loft than if you beat the egg whites like crazy, where you get bigger bubbles.
So that's one idea. And you have some other videos that you've seen that you like?
Yeah, I really love, Claire Saffitz has actually done two. She did one years ago, I think, in like 2008 when she was part of the test kitchen at Bon Appetit. It's really sweet and fast. But she's more recently done one for the New York Times, and she goes really in depth. I think it's a really great video to watch because you can mm-hmm. really clearly see what she's doing at every stage. Also, I link to a huge article with recipes by Melissa Clark that's part of their classic French series of things that you need to learn to get that real French kind of culinary education. Between those two things, I think you'll learn everything you need to know about making it.
Yeah. And not open the oven door when it's cooking, right?
That is a total myth.
What? You can open the oven door? It won't deflate the souffle?
Well, why would you? Well, why would you? And first of all, most of our ovens...
Well, to take a peek.
Well, most of our ovens have, you know, this marvel of modern
glass.
Technology, glass and a light. So you don't need to open it. But if you need to open it towards the end of the cooking, just to touch the ramekin a little bit to see if it's jiggles, you can do that without any problem. And you don't need to tiptoe around the kitchen.
So it's not as sensitive as we think it is.
No, no. Which is really good because we're sensitive on our own. We don't need our desserts to be sensitive to.
Exactly. And do you serve your soufflés in individual cute little ramekins?
I think if you're making them for the first time, making them in smaller ramekins is not a bad idea. But what will happen probably is you won't get a super lovely, kind of more soft center. I think that part of the beauty of making a souffle for somebody you care about is when you both dip your spoons into the same bowl at the same time. And also, I love the traditional way of service where you will spoon some out onto your own dish, and then you can decide how much sauce you're going to pour over it if, in fact, you're serving it with crème anglaise.
I guess you are serving it with crème anglaise, is what you're saying.
Well, I'm happy to not have any crème anglaise. I really don't like ice cream because I don't like how cold it is, and you have this beautiful hot soufflé that you've slaved over. Why put something ice cold on it? Ice cream base is what crème anglaise is. So if you don't want to have to make it, just melt your ice cream and then heat it up a little bit, warm it just a little bit.
What? Oh, you're blowing my mind. All right. So if we don't want to make it, where do we buy it?
I will shout out Wolfgang Puck because I think at nearly every Wolfgang Puck property, there is an absolutely delicious chocolate souffle. Certainly Spago is famed for it, as is the Polo Lounge. All these places, you should call ahead and make sure that they're making it.
On Valentine's Day.
You don't have to go on Valentine's Day. Make your life easier. Go a day before, a couple days after. Why deal with all that pressure? I have a whole list for everybody.
Oh, sounds great. Okay, that list will be on our Instagram at KCW Press Play. Evan, what is on Good Food this week?
I talked to Tanya Holland, who showcases modern soul food influenced by her family's migration from the South to California. And I also have this marvelously sweet conversation with Jacques Pepin, not about his time as a chef, but his time as a painter. He paints a lot of chickens, and he's published a book of his chicken paintings, just beyond adorable and sweet. You will want one.
I want one right now. I haven't even seen them. I want one so badly. Evan Kleiman is host of KCW's Good Food. You can listen Saturday mornings at 10 and wherever else you get your podcasts. Coming up, we will have your weekend movie reviews. That is next on Press Play.